Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, I wonder, are you into astrology? And would you perhaps find yourself checking your horoscope or asking people what star sign they are? Well, the concept of Saturn return has been put into the spotlight this week, with actor Emma Watson saying she's now well acquainted with the term and just how transformative it has been for her. We're joined now by columnist Fiona Looney to talk us through all of this. And Fiona, you know about what Emma Watson has said on this. Can you talk to us about it? What has she said?
Yeah, I'm suddenly an expert on astrology.
Thank you. Thank you for making yourself an expert.
So Saturn return, it is a well-known astrological, I suppose, phenomenon, really. And what it means is that whatever way the planets were aligned at the moment of your birth, it takes Saturn 29 to 30 years to return to the spot that it was at when you were born. So everybody has a Saturn return at the age of 29 or 30. And this is associated with the kind of the transition from youth to adulthood, you know, from kind of, you need to a sort of a new phase of life, a new kind of awakening. Now, look, I'm sure I'm not the only person who, in thinking about this, goes, you know, it's kind of convenient this happens at 29 or 30, which is pretty much when you do your growing up anyway, mm-hmm. and not, for example, 45 or 46, which would be kind of a less sort of formative stage of your life, I suppose. But anyway, Emma Watson maintains that she'd never heard of Saturn return before her 29th birthday, but her life has completely changed since this. She's now 33, so she announced this for her 33rd birthday, that it's basically changed everything, and she says she learned more about love and being a woman, and she's credited to Saturn.
What do you think? Did you experience a Saturn return when you were 29, when the planets aligned for you?
I have to say, like, you know, okay, look, I am completely cynical about this. I mean, I'm more than cynical. You know, to be honest, Sarah, I think it's nonsense. I have to say that I got married, got pregnant, and bought my first house all within 6 weeks of my 30th birthday.
Something going on there, Fiona.
I should be a poster girl for Saturn return. But I think it was just, you know what? I was 30. And that's the kind of stuff you do then, you know? So I think that, you know, like a lot of these things, I mean, horoscopes, you know, there's a good reason why people, these, you know, top astrologers are amongst the highest paid newspaper columnists in the world. In fact, I think some of them are the highest paid newspaper columnists in the world, because people kind of want these things to be true. Mm. You know, it's easier to believe a kind of a mystical, I have no control over things, this is the universe controlling me. You know, maybe it is a kind of an immaturity thing that, you know, if the planets are responsible for my actions, then I, you know, I'm let off making the hard decisions. But, you know, so many people, you know, on a Saturday afternoon will go to the TV magazine, go to the back page, and will learn that the chances are that they're going to have a tricky encounter on Wednesday. But great fortune will come out of it on
Thursday.
Well,
speaking of great fortune,
doesn't everyone get that happen?
I'm Pisces, so I looked up horoscope.com to see what my star sign says for me today. It says, an unexpected financial windfall could come my way today. I may stand there with an open envelope in my hand, unable to speak, whether it's an unanticipated bonus gift or a surprising stock dividend. Oh, I wish. Invest the money wisely, I'm told. I've spent a lot of money recently and it would be good for you to begin to replenish the bank account. Well, that last bit actually is true as it happens.
Would I be right in guessing, Sarah, that the rest of that hasn't actually happened yet?
And well, you know, it's 5 to 6 o'clock. It's only 5 to 6. As soon as I finish the show, I'll go and stand outside with an open envelope and see what happens. Listen, Fiona, thank you so much for joining us, and do give us your thoughts to 51551 on your own. Maybe, you know, I mean, maybe myself and Fiona are way too cynical, and maybe you think astrology, there's something in it. Maybe your Saturn return year was really transformative. Text us 51551.